Relocation by Robin Morgan. Episode 3. Previously on Relocation.
Great news. You know that horrific murder you witnessed?
Yes.
Well, this morning, Darren Bayes was found guilty, sentenced to 30 years. Your testimony was the clincher. The judge said that. All down to you, John.
Wow.
Bayes said it as well. John Evans is the reason I'm going down.
Wow.
You're going to have to go into witness protection and relocation.
I'll get to it.
Wait, it might be Owen.
Yeah?
But do you actually think we can trust him?
I really do.
Why?
Because he's a sweetheart. And he doesn't know everything, does he? He doesn't know you went to school with each other.
Not yet.
Owen, this is what we need to talk about. You know too much.
I don't think I do. I love having these two around. Why would I give them up?
I think this is going to be fine, then.
Really?
No one else needs to know we've broken rule number one of witness protection. No one needs to lose their jobs. No one needs to be relocated again weeks before your impending splashdown, Helen.
Brian, Helen's brought you into a trap. Owen's here.
Are you telling me that everyone you knew at school and who knows your true identity is now in the back room of this pub where you live with your new identity?
What's she on about, old school friends?
I'm John Evans.
Ah, yeah, same as my old friend.
Not the same name, same person.
You've lost me.
He's the John Evans.
John?
Yeah.
Evans?
Yeah.
John Evans?
Yes.
Oh, my God. How have you been?
Not great, Ewan. I've recently had to go into witness protection.
Come in, Brian. Come in. Over.
I'm stood right next to you. I don't need to come anywhere. Don't even say it.
I wasn't going to. If you'd said that 8 months ago, we wouldn't be playing with baby monitors right now. Hiya! She said it. She said it.
Yes. She said it. Yes, you did. Look, they work. Put them away. We'll use them enough when baby's here.
Not as walkie-talkies, though. Over.
You know what else is over?
Flares?
No.
No, they are.
Well, yes, but also our time in witness protection.
Makes you say that?
Because our neighbour knows who we are, knows exactly who I am since I went to school with him.
Yeah, I don't think that matters all that much.
You must be joking.
No, you know when I'm joking because I say hiyo after it.
Babe.
Look, I know you're worried. It's what you do. I like it. I find it sexy.
Really?
Hiyo!
Right. Don't you miss our old lives?
Of course I do, but I'm making the best of it. I think being safe in our neighbourhood is more important than going to a farmer's market to spend £8 on falafel.
Oh, I haven't had falafel in so long. I feel like I've got the shakes. Look at my hand. Have I got the shakes?
The falafel shakes. Hey, that's a dance, isn't it? No, Harlem Shake. I'm thinking of the Harlem Shake.
I just don't understand why they don't have farmer's markets up around here.
Well, they've got farmers and they've got markets.
Exactly. Combine the two. I might suggest it, you know.
To who?
The farmers. The market.
Okay, well, let me know when you do that because I definitely want to be there to watch.
Fine.
Hi, bestie.
Only me.
Owen, don't just burst in. We could have been doing anything.
Lucky I didn't walk in 8 months ago. Right, Helen? Hi-oh!
Hi-oh!
Well, no, actually, because we didn't live here 8 months ago.
Oh, no, I know. Lucky I didn't because I never got on with the old neighbours, Mel and Pat. I never knew whether the man was Mel or Pat, or whether the woman was Mel or Pat. It's very confusing.
The walkie-talkies arrived.
Darling, they're not walkie-talkies, they're...
Oh, babies. Cool! Helen, this is Owen, over.
Owen, this is Helen, over.
Oh, Brian. Do you remember Mrs. Garnett in high school?
Yes.
Me too! Oh, God, it's so cool to be able to talk about this now. Best friends... Back together! Best friends! 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 Hello, only me.
And me.
I told you to wait in the car. Go back. Go on. Look at him. He walks weird, doesn't he? Like a duck.
Does everyone just walk into homes nowadays?
In fairness, babe, if you're in witness protection, you should probably lock the door.
I did!
Yeah, you did. I used my key.
Why is Toby waiting in the car?
He doesn't lock at the moment, so I get him to sit in it to deter people. He might as well, you know, now he's my protégé.
He's what?
Am I saying that right? Protégé? 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 He's my assistant.
And what makes him qualified for the job?
Well, he's my nephew. And he's obsessed with that PC Andy from Torchwood. Pathetic.
If you're hiring for the force, I'm not sure that's the best reason.
Look, it was either this or we signed him up for, you know, that thing beginning with A. But the death rate there is quite high.
The army?
Amazon warehouse. Awful place.
Oh, I just bought some flares from Amazon. They're coming back.
Are they really? Brilliant news. Look at him. Pitiful. On his phone. He'd be playing Words with Friends all morning. He hasn't got any friends. Plays it on solo mode. I can't believe we share the same genes. Look, I'll show you what I mean. Now watch this. Tommy! Get in your boy. Jump in!
Darling, do you remember this place was a safe house when police officers didn't shout at each other to come in?
We could just be having a domestic. You pig!
What?
You're welcome.
Say hello.
Hello.
See? Nothing there at all.
How are you, Toby? Do you want a cup of tea? Coffee?
Have you got any squash?
Good God.
Yes, we've got Berry Blast, or Peach Dream, or Orange.
Can I have a mix of all three, please?
Oh, Toby, you are a genius.
What are you doing today?
Well, I'm a stakeout, actually.
That sounds amazing. Lucky boy, Toby.
Suppose?
Toby, you're probably a woke millennial-type chap.
Chap?
Shut up. If a farmer's market opened up around here, would you come along, have a falafel?
What's a falafel?
It's a dance.
Helen, shut up.
I'd come, Brian. I'd love a falafel.
You shouldn't tell your wife to shut up, Brian. The baby will hear.
She's not my wife. We're engaged, remember?
Oh, yeah. Why haven't you set a date yet?
Because you got put into witness protection after moving 180 miles away from our home?
Ah, that old excuse. Commitment phobe. Better be quick, though. Right. Toby, get in the car.
I can't find my shoes.
Why do you take your shoes off, boy?
I always take my shoes off at your house.
That's because I got cream carpets. This is my house. There they are. Do you need me to tie your laces for you as well?
No, they're Velcro.
Ah, good Lord.
I'd better head off too.
You're going to follow them and go on the stakeout as well, aren't you?
You know me so well. You are my best friend.
Have a good day.
Hello.
Jesus, Johan. How long have you been there?
Only an hour.
Annette, why am I to the stakeout?
Oh, I wanted to ask if you fancied coming along. I didn't want to ask in there in case Helen got jealous.
I'm fine, thank you, though.
Oh, come on. Don't you want to be part of something exciting? Witness some crimes?
That's exactly why I'm in this situation now, Johan.
I know. And how well did that work out? John and Johan back together.
Yeah, well...
Honestly, it would be really nice. I could show them how good a police officer I could be. Bit of a shame Toby got the job ahead of me. I'll just reapply next year. Again.
How many times have you applied?
Every year for the last 15 years.
Wow.
And it's all down to you.
What?
Don't you remember... You said I should be a policeman. And in that moment, everything clicked. It's all I've ever wanted to do. It's taken me a while, sure, but I'll get there. I'll never forget that. You were like a careers advisor to me.
Well, there's no higher praise than that.
So you come in?
No, I've got to go to work.
Well, don't let me hold you up.
You're literally standing in front of me, blocking my path, you know?
Oh, yes. Move along, sir. Did I sound like an officer?
Yes, Johan, yes, you did.
Great. Good to know you still believe in me.
Aren't you going to leave my doorstep?
No, I'll see if Helen fancies coming along.
Why?
We're friends.
Why? I mean, why? Don't take my pregnant fiancée on a police stakeout.
I've already asked her.
How?
We're in a WhatsApp group.
You can't have two people in a WhatsApp group.
Do you want to be in it?
No.
I'll add you later. We're taking bets on whether you're having a boy or a girl.
I think it's...
A boy, we know, Helen said. We think it's a girl. Ta-da!
Who's just come in?
Oh, we'll agree to disagree. Quiet today, minding it.
You fired everyone, remember?
So I did. Gotta cut costs. Speaking of, we are not restocking the vending machine anytime soon, so I hope you like tropical Skittles. What are you working on today?
I'm glad you asked.
I'm glad you're glad I asked.
Are you drunk?
I don't think so. I was out last night, though. South Wales Journalism Pre-Awards Dinner. Derek the Weatherman hosted it, right? He is filthy. He tossed a fruit pastel at a woman in the crowd and she loved it.
Right.
Well, carry on.
Well, I've been hearing a lot of rumours of a new farmer's market arriving in Hawaii.
Well, that's very exciting.
I'm glad you think so.
Well, I'm glad you're glad.
So anyway, I was going to go out into the streets, interview some farmers, interview some market traders and see what they think.
Cracking. You go off and do that. I'll be here.
Gonna have a little nap?
No!
Oh, Derek's left me a voice note on WhatsApp. He's doing the weather, right, but dirtier. Oh, he just said wet, but in a different way. Oh, Derek.
Come in, Helen. Can you hear me, Helen? Over.
Loud and clear. Over.
This is what your baby will sound like on this baby monitor. Over.
I hope he won't sound like a 35-year-old man.
You need to say over.
I mean, we're right next to each other.
Ah, true enough. Where do you want this one?
Just chuck it in the kitchen. Hello?
It's me.
Hiya.
Oh, is it Brian? Say hi from me.
Yoan says hi.
Is he still there?
Yeah, we're having a great day.
What are you doing?
Just having pillow fights, practicing kissing, that sort of thing.
Brilliant, thanks.
You're welcome, Bab.
I just don't get why...
Are you jealous?
What?
You're jealous, aren't you, that Yoan has chosen me over you?
He hasn't done that, has he? And if he had, I wouldn't be jealous. That's mad madness. Utter madness. That's mad.
Definitely jealous.
I'm hanging up.
No, you hang up.
That's what I said. I'm hanging up.
Not until you hang up.
How is he?
He's jealous of us being friends.
Jealous? Ah, silly, I'm friends with both of you equally. And I imagine you both like me an equal amount too.
Yeah.
Listen, shall we head to this steakhouse? Just let me get a jumper. Where's my bag?
You know, this is a lot of stuff.
Sorry, yeah. I did a neighbourhood watch talk yesterday on household items going to be used for self-defence.
Is that a rampant rabbit?
I need to return that, actually. I borrowed it off my mum's friend, Tricia.
Of course. Shall we go?
Hello?
Hiya, babes.
Who's this?
Your boss. Who do you think it was?
I don't know. Someone who would appropriately be calling me babes.
Oh, babes. Anyway, I got good news. Are you driving?
Yes.
Then get ready to slam on the brakes and cause a 7-car pileup. You'll be nominated for a journey.
A journey? What are you on about?
The South Wales Journalism Awards. They call them journeys. Well, they don't. I do. You'll be nommed. That's my word for nominated!
Oh, wow! Great! That's great news!
I know! Derek just WhatsApped me. He is...
Filthy, yes!
No! He said he's delighted for you. He's a big fan.
Oh, well, that's very kind. Which article was it for?
Chippy Van gets 0 out of 5 hygiene rating. Investigative journalism at its finest.
I mean, I literally just looked in their window.
Stop being so modest. If you win this, you automatically go through to the Nationals. It's like that show, Glee. Did you ever watch that?
No, can't say I did.
I did. I loved it.
Hello?
Anyway, best of luck. Bye!
I should not have worn suede shoes to a farm. Lesson learnt. Hello? Hello? My name's Brian. I work at the Herald.
Brian, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Told you. I'm a stakeout. Keep your voice down.
Where's Toby? I'm here.
Good God, where did you come from?
I've been here for hours.
Fair play, you do blend in. Perks have been as boring as sin, I suppose. Look, he's just so forgettable, isn't he? His brother once left him in a supermarket when he was a baby, and a shelf stacker put him on display. Thought he was a doll. Didn't say he'd do anything, just sat there for an hour.
Is that true, Toby? That's what they say.
Wow.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Who are you staking? Out, is that what you call it?
Yes.
This farmer, he's been stealing pigs.
Is that the biggest crime out here?
And feeding people to them.
Oh. Do you think he'd like to open a farmer's market?
Is that where you're here? To sell falafels with a pig feeder? He's a proper one.
I heard he married his sister.
No, that's not true. It was his sister-in-law.
Still weird.
I was in school though. Lovely, you.
I think I should go.
Shh, dirty camps, get down.
No, it's muddy.
Get down! Can you see anything?
No.
He's sat on a deck chair.
Deck chair? What's he playing at?
Can I leave?
No, he could see us.
So what, we just stay here all day?
What's the matter? You've never been on a stakeout before.
No, of course not.
No. No, I thought that as soon as I said it, actually. Yes, we all stay here all day. Toby, pass the sandwiches.
I thought you had them.
Toby, I swear to Christ, I will feed you to those pigs myself. What are you doing now, Brian?
Going on my phone. Is that allowed?
What if it's on silent, yes?
Well, yes, it is on silent. I'll put it on silent now. For God's sake, it's Johan again.
I thought you were best friends.
No, we're not.
Well, we used to be best friends in school.
Again, no.
Right, well, be nice. If he dobs you in, we're all in trouble. I'm starving. Got any snacks?
No. If only there was someone nearby who sold falafel.
Yeah, you've made your point. Now, shut it.
Do you fancy a tropical skirt? Your uncle?
Maybe the pigs will eat him. Just a joke.
Is it?
No.
What happened? Toby, you fell asleep.
No.
What's that over there? It's more people.
Get down.
We are down.
Further down. Can you see what it is?
You're the one with the binoculars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, kidding.
What?
Who is it?
It's Johan.
You're joking. Idiot. Idiot. What kind of idiot turns up at a police stakeout? Idiot. Oh, Helen's there too, isn't she?
Yeah. She's going to make an excellent mother.
What the hell are you doing here?
Hiya, mate.
I think he's talking to me, Johan. Hiya, mate.
This isn't funny, Helen. This is dangerous. Why are you here?
Why are you here? Why am I getting the blame? Because of my mum, I shouldn't be expected to rock up to a police stakeout. That is so sexist.
Sexist? Don't use sexism as a way of getting what you want again.
When have I ever done that?
Yesterday. Yeah, to get the last slice of pizza.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was really good, Johan.
Oh, yeah? What flavour?
Sausage.
Oh, lush.
You know who does good sausages? This farmer. Mm. They just taste different.
They must be fed differently.
What happens if something happened to you? What would I do then?
Oh, it's all right, mate. I'm fine. Very sweet, you worrying.
Not you, Johan. The woman carrying my baby.
Hiya. Oh, yeah. And don't be mean to Johan.
Don't be mean? He's dragged you along to the farm of a pig-feeding lunatic.
Well, no.
No, I've had enough of you, Johan.
Mate?
We're not mates. We never have been. Never will be.
Bab!
No, Helen. We're leaving.
But we haven't seen anything yet. I don't want to leave.
You aren't leaving. We are.
Right. Okay. I'll just save you spaces. Did you come back? Yeah, no, they're never coming back.
I can't believe him. You could have been killed.
Well, we weren't. Chill out.
No, look, he's using you to get to me.
That is quite insulting. Not everything is about you, Brian.
But this is. He's obsessed with me. He always has been.
Brian.
And here he is, just busting through the door again.
You left it ajar.
And I'm leaving doors open again, even when I'm in witness protection.
Oh, you really shouldn't be saying that out loud.
Johan, I would like you to leave.
Helen invited me over.
What? When?
Well, just now. WhatsApp group.
This is ridiculous.
Well, we can add you if you want.
Yeah. We'd have to change the name.
But what's the name?
Johan and Helen.
Sbarmy Army.
Good God.
Brian, you left the door open again, mate. Come on, play the game.
Do you want me to take my shoes off?
Toby, you're a police officer, for God's sake. Don't take your shoes off.
I'm not a police officer. Oh, I've got this baby monitor.
I didn't know you were a dad, Toby.
Oh, I'm not. Me and Mum use them as walkie-talkies. You
probably think that's childish.
No, I actually don't.
Am I going mad? Am I actually going mad? Why is this happening? Why am I humouring you all? Am I the only sane person here? You two are incompetent. You've just dragged my fiancé to spy on a murderous farmer, and you went along with him.
Look, Brian, go easy on him.
Why should I? He took my fiancé, an unborn child, to a police stakeout. He put them in danger.
No, he didn't.
What?
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 What? You've already said what, Yeowen.
Oh, yeah. But...
What? They weren't in any danger. It wasn't a stakeout.
What are you on about?
I made it up. That farmer hadn't done anything. His name's Derek. Lovely bloke.
Why would you make it up?
I wanted to impress Toby.
What?
Don't let us start with the what's again. It's like what everything in you. Do you know that shop?
No.
Must be a Welsh thing. Good for wedding bits, actually.
Why do you want to impress me? You hate me.
No. I don't. You're my nephew and I love you. I'm just a bit jealous of you, you know. You've got your whole life ahead of you and I've always assumed you thought my job was boring. I like the movies you like, so I thought I'd make it like that, you know, bring you along, show you it's not boring. Show you I'm not boring.
I don't think you're boring.
No?
No.
Oh, good. Well, go and wait in the car then. Now, that's all open. I think you should apologise to Yeowen, Brian.
That's not happening.
Oh, Bab!
No, it's not happening. He didn't know it was a fake stakeout.
Fake out?
Did he?
Well, I had a hunch.
Yeowen, no, you didn't know it was fake. In your mind, you were putting them in danger and you didn't care.
Come on, mate, no one got hurt.
Fine, please.
No, this is what he does. He worms his way in.
What?
You did this back in school too. No one wants you here. You worm your way in her. You're a parasite.
Oh, there now.
Brian, can I have a word?
What do you want about did this in school?
Brian, a word!
What I should have done a long time ago. I don't want him in our lives.
Oh, you are so jealous.
I'm not jealous. I just don't like him. I never have. And I never will. I didn't like him in school. He was weird. And now he's just as weird, but he's the one person who could blow our cover. I don't trust him, and I don't like him.
I think you should know the baby monitors are on.
Oh, Yeowen.
He's just left.
Should I go after him?
Hey, he's in his car. He's driving away. He's going. He's gone.
Did you hear everything?
We did. Very clear sound. Where'd you get those monitors from?
Can you go and find him?
Any officers in the vicinity? Any officers? Had some very important meeting come out of London. Please explain when you can. Call him when you can, thank you.
Oh, just a second. God, this is worse than a monitor. Let me take you outside.
I can go and find him if you want.
That's fine, Toby. It's not your job.
It is. I'm the apprentice.
Yeah? You want to be a policeman now?
If my uncle does it, so do I.
Nice.
I can't believe he heard everything. I feel awful.
So you should. All he wanted to do was be your friend and you threw it back in his face. What if our son did that?
Son?
Or daughter?
You just said son. Are we having a boy?
No.
So we're having a girl?
Also, no. Aren't you going to take that?
No, it's my boss.
Could be important.
Oh, fine.
Hiya, Bri! Excellent news! You won the journey! We're off to the Nationals, baby! Don't stop! Believe it! Oh, your face will be all over the papers tomorrow! And not just the Welsh ones, all of them! Even the ones with the mucky pictures in! What a day! Bye now!
Was it important?
Yes.
Brian, I've got some bad news.
So do I.
So do I!
What's your bad news?
Oh, no, I don't have any. I just wanted to feel involved.
Should I go first?
No, mine will be worse.
Go on, then.
I just won a journalism award.
Oh, congrats, Pat.
Well done.
Humble brag. Oh, I've got some bad news, but I'm an award winner. Wind your neck in, Brian.
I hadn't finished.
Oh, I apologise, please. Go on.
And as a result of me winning the award, it has put me in the pool for a national award.
Ooh. Humble brag.
Which will lead to a full feature in the national press of me, journalist Brian Harvey, who lives in Hirwine.
Hirwine?
With a full picture.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, that's it then, isn't it? This is over. It's over.
Yes and no.
What do you mean?
So, here's my bad news. Darren Bayes. You remember Darren Bayes?
The man who I put down for life after I witnessed him murdering someone, yes.
You do remember him. Great. That'll make this easier. Well, he's,
He's escaped.
What?
Toby, how do you know?
What?
I wanted to tell him.
When did this happen?
Just now.
How?
Well, would you believe it? He dug a tunnel from his cell, which he'd hid behind a poster of the Shawshank Redemption. And that's pretty cool, eh?
No, not cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, right?
What does this mean for us?
Oh, God, it's him! It's him already!
It's not going to be him.
I'm not answering it.
Jesus, I will. No one there. This was on the doorstep, though.
What is it?
It's my high school yearbook from year 9.
Oh, Yowen must have posted it. Is he still there?
No, no one here. There was a note. Look on the back page.
Well, what's on the back page?
Picture of me and Yowen from July 1999. You helped me in more ways than you'll ever know. I only hope I can one day return the favour. Thank you for everything. I'll never forget you. P.S. Did you know Yowen is John in Welsh? How cool is that?
Oh, what are we going to do?
About Bayes or about Yowen?
Both?
I don't know.
Relocation was written by Robin Morgan and starred Steve Spears, Helen Monks, Clint Edwards, Vern Griffiths, Beth Granville and Robin Morgan. It was a Zipline production for BBC Radio Wales.